So this is the picnic message, okay? And the title is Moving Mountains, Moving Mountains. And passage is from Isaiah 40, verse 4. Praise God, we weren't able to do this when we were outside, but Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain, and the God's people said. Now, it is very important for believers, for Christians to believe that you are a mountain movers. Okay? Say to your neighbor, you are a mountain mover. And this is very important because we all will face mountains. Okay? And mountain, what is a mountain for a believer? Mountain is something that stands between you and God. Mountain is something that stands between you and God. Mountain is a barrier that prevents you from God's miracle, healing, freedom, transformation, spiritual growth, God's destiny, God's purpose, and God's calling for your life. So a mountain could be many different things. It can be depression. It can be stress. It can be fear. It could be insecurity. It also can be addiction, it can be finance, sickness, it could be bitterness. It can also be oppression, bondage, our own weakness and sin. But we as believers need to know how to overcome mountains because we will never reach full kingdom potential until we know how to move those mountains. Okay? It is not... And as a believer, it's not just one mountain that we will face. There will be many mountains to overcome in our lifetime. What I realize is every time you want to go to another level spiritually, guess what? There's a mountain there. You know, there will be a mountain to overcome. And as a believer, you are not to agree with the mountains in your life. You're not to live with it. You're not to identify with it. Or be overwhelmed by it or be ruled by it. You know, when you look at those kind of, not the physical mountain, but those barriers, it is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. But as a believer, you need to believe this. You're called to overcome it. Okay? You're called to conquer it. You're called to move the mountains. Amen? You're not defined by how big the mountain is. You're defined by Jesus as a Christian. And this is the truth. Jesus is bigger than your mountain. Okay, say that to your neighbor. You know, our church vision is forerunners breaking boundaries. And what does that mean, this vision that we have as a church? There's a barrier that we're going to face that's between the old and the new. There's a barrier between what the devil wants to do in our life and what God wants to do in our life. There's a mountain that we face in our life. And the devil, and this is a formidable mountain. The Bible says the devil comes into our life to steal, kill, and destroy, to keep you in the old, to prevent us from forerunners become, you know, breaking boundaries. And if you could put that up there, you know, there's four core values that we have as a church. Membership, and what does that membership mean? We want to go from superficial relationship to deeper relationship with God and with one another. Right? That's breaking mountains, moving mountains. Maturity, we want to go from lukewarm Christianity to greater spiritual breakthrough. We want to move mountains here with maturity. Ministry, we want to go from church, just attending church, to walking out God's given calling, God's given destiny and purpose for our life. And mission, this is, you know, we want to go from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth to make disciples of all nations. And as I was thinking about that, another way to describe catalyst vision that we have, you know, as a church, is to move mountains in our life. Okay? That's the vision of catalyst. To forerunners breaking boundaries, we're going to move mountains, barriers that's between us and God. We want to break those barriers. Okay? You know, in the Bible, Jesus was teaching thousands of people in the desert, Judean desert, far away from, you know, towns and cities, restaurants and grocery store. And Jesus was teaching all day. And at the end of the day, people were hungry and tired. And the disciples come to Jesus and says, you know, Jesus, it's kind of late. You know, we're all hungry. We're all tired. Please send the people away so that they could go to the nearest town and get some food. And Jesus said to the disciple, I would have been shocked too, you know, no. You give them something to eat, to the disciples. You give them something to eat. Well, the disciples face a mountain, okay? And you feed them. And the reaction is a reaction that, you know, most of us will go through when we face mountains. You know, impossible, okay? We can't afford it. This is too much work. This is crazy. We cannot do it, okay? We cannot do it. See, what the disciples forgot, we're going to remember, okay? What did the disciples forget? The disciples forgot that Jesus was there with them, okay? Jesus was there with them. Jesus who can do miracles, Jesus who had all the resource of the universe at his hand, who can easily feed everybody instantly. They were standing in the presence of the Son of God. Okay? When you that there's personal mountains in your life, remember who is in you, who is with you. Okay? You know, you and I have little energy, but God has unlimited power. Right? You and I have, well, me, little talent. Some of you have a lot of talent. But for me, you know, I have little talent, but God can do all things to me. Right? You and I have little resources. God has the universe as his resource. You and I are weak, but God can do impossible through us. The impossible through us. You and I have much brokenness, but God heals. You and I are harassed by the demonic, the devil daily, but we are more than conquerors in Christ. Okay, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, I want you to speak that out. Okay, go ahead. All right. It doesn't say Tom can do all things, you know, through Christ who strengthens me. Pastor Sam could do all. No, it says I can do all things. You got to make it personal. Okay? You got to make the truth personal. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, God moves mountain through his people. Okay? Through his people. In the Old Testament, the city of Jericho, you know, it talks about the city of Jericho in the book of Joshua. Other nations, when they faced a walled city, when they faced, it's like a mountain, a walled city, they would use ladders to overcome the walled city, battering ram, they would dig a tunnel maybe, but the most common, they would just wait, lay a siege upon the city until, you know, people in the city would starve to death. But God asked his people to do something that didn't make any sense. Okay? He told his people, walk around the city for 7 days, and on the seventh day, walk around the city 7 times and shout. God tells his people to walk and shout, and it doesn't make sense. But it does require tremendous faith. Okay? Walking and shouting in that situation, it went beyond their understanding. Their human wisdom. It went beyond sound military strategy back then. It went beyond tradition. But his people, God's people, walked in faith. Okay? For 7 days, they walked around the city. Seventh day, they walked around 7 times. And they, If I walked around for 7 days and seven times, seventh day, and nothing happens, I'm not going to shout. It doesn't work. That's what I would have said. But they shouted. Okay? They shouted. And God did the miracle, the impossible, the supernatural. And God did the impossible through his people. Okay? God could have did it himself, but why would God wait for his people for 7 days? And the seventh day, walk around seven times. And why did he have wait till they shouted? You know, he could have done anything. He could have said to his people, watch me. Just stand far back. Stand, go, go. Watch me. Fire from heaven destroys the city. He didn't do that. Okay? Because God wants to partner with you. Okay? He wants to he wants to empower you. He wants you to be an overcomer, not a spectator. Did you hear what I said? He wants you to be more than a conqueror. He wants to transform your life, not a pew warmer, not a spectator. He wants to do miracles through you. Okay, say that to your neighbor. He wants to do miracles through you. And, you know, it's not easy. That's not easy because I was thinking about Isaiah. Isaiah saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on the throne. And Isaiah was in the presence of God. And he faced a mountain. And what did he face? His sin. His failure, his inadequacies, his insecurity, his weakness. Okay? And he faced this mountain. And first reaction, Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, was, woe is me. I am ruined. Okay? Woe is me. I am ruined. And God responds. Okay? And God, if you read that chapter, this is how I see it. God redeems Isaiah in form of a live coal that touches Isaiah. And I believe that's more, the message for us is God sends his son to us and died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin to redeem us. Jesus' life touches us. Okay? And God comes back and he says, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah didn't stay in his weakness, his shame, his condemnation, his sin. He didn't stay, woe is me, for I am ruined. Right? Isaiah could have stayed in condemnation, could have stayed in shame and brokenness, but he didn't. He chose to move mountains. Isaiah comes back. This is his response. This is a mountain-moving response. Here am I. Send me. Okay? We have a choice today. Okay? Stay in condemnation, insecurity, and fear, and blame. You know, people who blame others, they never get out of it. They don't get out of it. Stay in anger and frustration. Or don't lean on your own understanding and walk in faith. Choose to be a mountain mover. Okay? That's the vision of our church. When you come to this church, you're not going, let me look at the church and ministry. Let me look at the building. Let me look at how good the worship team is. When you come to Catalyst, you're saying, I choose to be a mountain mover. Forerunners breaking boundary. If God doesn't move mountains in our life, we should just, you know, move. We should stop the church. You know, we should, why even get together as a church? If God doesn't move mountains in our lives, church will be a human institution and not God's kingdom. Church will have no power, no transformation. There will be no God's love. Church will have no impact in our heart, in our family, in our spiritual family, in our community, and in nations. Again, the vision of Catalyst, the vision is to cross from the old to the new. It is believing God can move mountains in our life. And, God gives us this new wine. Okay? You don't have to wait. God gives us this new wine. And Jesus said, a new piece of cloth cannot be used for old wine. What he was saying is, we cannot hold new wine with old wineskin. Okay? We can't cross that barrier that's between God and us with old thoughts, with our flesh, with worldly ideas, with worldly thoughts. If we hold on to our past failure, our past brokenness, that's the old wineskin. With that old wineskin, you cannot hold the new wine. So when we face difficulties, when we face mountains, and we're all facing different mountains, nobody has a monopoly on mountains, okay? We all are facing different mountains. So don't feel sorry for yourself. No, nobody has a monopoly. We start to listen to shame and hopelessness. There are many voices of accusation and condemnation. And those voices are very loud. And it is to make you hopeless. Mountains in our life and in others, that we're in relationship with, they are also facing mountains. It makes us want to give up. Okay? It makes us want to give up. What I want you to do today, let's choose today who you're going to serve. Okay? Let's choose today. Let's walk in faith. Today, let's move mountains. Another way I want to say this, let's go to the next chapter. Can you say that to your neighbor? Okay. It's another way of saying, let's break through the mountain. Okay. We face loss. There's disappointment. Maybe you invested in a dream and that dream collapsed. And we think that, the chapter is closed. But it is not the final chapter. The next chapter is not written yet. We have this, see it as an opportunity, we could write the next chapter. It's not over. As God said to Joshua as he began a new chapter in the promised land, okay, this is what I want to speak into your heart. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong. He doesn't say you got to know what you're going to have to do. You got to have greatest idea, as you go into this promised land. All the strategy. No, he didn't say that. He asked Joshua and the people of God, be strong and be courageous. Right? Just think that that's what God is saying to you. You look at Monday. Okay? You look at the end of 2022 and 2023 is coming up. God is asking, be strong and be courageous. Okay? Say yes to God. Say to God, I will be strong. I will be courageous. Okay? Take that step of faith. Let's believe together. Life is going to be brighter. Right? It's going to be brighter. We don't realize that the darkest time in our life, it's like you're in a tunnel, okay? You're in a tunnel, but you need to remember that's not your destiny, the tunnel. And whoever goes through a tunnel, this is where I'm supposed to stop. This is where I'm supposed to get off and live in the tunnel. When you drive through a tunnel, I never think that way. When I drive through the tunnel, it's dark, but I'm going to go toward the light, the opening, the breakthrough. I'm going to break through the mountain. That's why you have a tunnel. Not so that you stay under the mountain. There's a tunnel to break through the mountain, to get to the other side of that mountain. God's plan is not for you to be stuck in the tunnel. The tunnel is made to take you out of the dark mountain. Keep going, because the tunnel is not your destiny. It was never your destiny. Your destiny is what's on the other side of that mountain, outside of the tunnel. That's your destiny. Amen? Okay. Worship team, come on.